Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Best People We Know radio show, where we bring you experts and celebrities each week who share their success secrets with you so that you can be your most happy, successful, best, too. And I'm your host, Deb Scott, a certified professional coach and author of the award-winning book, motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside Down World Right Side Up. And you can connect with me here on Blog Talk Radio or go to my website, which is www.greenskyandbluegrass.com. Be sure to mark us as a favorite and follow us for worry-free updates on our shows, because even though we have regular shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays, if we can accommodate a guest, and these guests are hard to get, you know, we'll do a special show like this morning, which is a Saturday morning, so that, you know, you can have the wisdom and knowledge that these successful experts and celebrities can share with you, and you can call in live, and you know, you can ask them questions, and you can pay thousands of dollars to see them in person, and they're right here at the convenience of your own home. How great is that? So without further ado, I am so excited. We have waited months to get this gal on. She is a dynamo, and she is making a difference in the lives of thousands of women across the country. Her name is Heidi Richards Mooney, and she is the founder of Woman in E-Commerce. She's also publisher of a great magazine for women, We Magazine, which you have to check out. I have the website link up there in the chat room. She's a serial entrepreneur and author of 8 books. Okay. Oh, my God. I was so grateful to just write one book. 8 books, including her latest, which is Quirky Marketing, 365-plus ways to promote your business using zany and non-traditional holidays. Heidi's passion, and we're going to talk about her new book, Heidi's passion is helping clients get their Facebook, Twitter, and blog on. She's also the founder of several organizations for women, including Inventing Woman, her mastermind network, I'm a member of that, and Woman of Wisdom. For the past 7 years, Heidi has been studying the internet and social media, particularly as it relates to growing a business online. How many of us want to do that? Heidi participates in more than a dozen social networking sites, including Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Rise, MySpace, Academy, Crossing, Yahoo Groups, just to name a few. She is the connected woman. Heidi has interviewed hundreds of experts on the topic of including blogging, email experts, forum leaders, internet celebrities, and the top 10 social network sites. So she has the tools that you want to use. She is she's just filled with knowledge. In 2003, Heidi was named one of the 50 women shaping the internet by the International Virtual Women's Chapter of Commerce. In 2009, Heidi was listed by onlytwoclicks.com is a Twitter woman to follow. And that same year, her story appeared in the book Twitter Success Stories. Wow, that's hard to get into. Featuring internet marketing guru Willie Crawford and 16 other social network experts in her mastermind group, which is one of the top 20 networks in the U.S. Heidi is named Social Networker of the Year, and she's going to help us do that as well this morning. We're going to learn all about it so that we can be our happy, successful, best. And I want to welcome you to Heidi. Hi, Heidi. Are you here with us?
I am. And you should see the smile on my face.
Hey, this is the Best People We Know show.
It is. And I love the title. I mean, when I heard the title, I said, I got to be on there because I want to be one of those. So that, thank you, Deb. First of all, thank you for the honor and privilege of being on your show. You are just an amazing dynamo, and I am so blessed and thankful that our paths have crossed. So having said all that, woohoo, I'm so glad to be here, and I'm excited we got some guests on the line, and this is going to be a fun half hour.
Yeah, I know. Yep, the chat room's filling up, and we got some callers online. And again, if you want to ask Heidi a question, which is a great opportunity, just hit 1 when you dial into the 347-637-1318. You hit 1 for the host, and I'll get you on the line with Heidi. And you can ask her your personal question about your business or something, you know, you want to ask advice or a situation that you're trying to make a decision on, and she'll help you with that. And then you can also type your question in the chat room. But, you know, for people that want to know a little bit more about you, I think that enthusiasm enthusiasm is contagious. And one of the things that I'm learning in interviewing so many of these fabulous people making a difference in the world, they're really enthusiastic about what they're doing, and it is contagious. And people want to know what you have when you're so excited about it that, you know, you're bursting at the seams. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, how and why you started We Magazine for Women, and also the Woman in E-commerce, the inspiration behind that, so that people can think about, hey, I'm inspired to do this, and look what Heidi did, and maybe this is something that I should do too. So can you share that with us?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I tell people is, if you have an idea, go for it. Because I think we hold ourselves back thinking we can't do something. And I think that what has been my saving grace in my life is not knowing that I couldn't do something. I know there's some famous quote out there that says that, but when you don't know that you can't do something, you're much more willing to do it. So having said that, and thank you for that great question, I think that's what got me started on the internet in the first place. I saw all these people online. This was like maybe 8-9 years ago, and I'm thinking, wow, the power of meeting people all over the world. And I was traveling a little at the time, had no idea just how powerful. I still don't think we know how powerful it is, although I think we're getting a better idea with Facebook and all of these wonderful sites, Google. But I had met these women in Egypt, and they were from all over the country, all over the world, actually. I mean, from London, from Japan and Australia. And we were at an event that we were all speaking at on being online. And I was very new at it. I was actually speaking on my program, Rose Marketing on a Daisy Budget. So I didn't know a lot about the whole online affair. And these women were so excited when I told them about this idea I had for women in e-commerce. And I said, you know, I'd love to create an organization where we could stay connected and we could help other women too. And so they actually became my first board of advisors. And most of them are still on our board of directors. I think I have 18 now, all over the world. And we chat like once or twice a month. We're connected on Facebook and all of those things now. And so that's kind of how women in e-commerce evolved. And then just seeing that once I learned, I wanted to share what I learned with others, and that's been my mantra all my life. My number one mantra is to live, learn, and pass it on. And so whatever I learn, I want to be able to share so that others can, it can help others and save them the time, the aggravation, and effort that they might have to go through of learning what I've had to learn. So that's kind of how Women in E-commerce kind of came about.
Wow, that's so great. I don't know who said this quote, but there's somebody that said this, you know, learn from others. You can't possibly make all the mistakes yourself. And
that's,
you know,
Eleanor Roosevelt.
No, was it? Okay, good.
I think so. It's a great quote.
Isn't it? And, you know, that's the whole thing. And we can't do everything ourselves. And the greatest thing is to have a mentor and knowing somebody that can say, hey, this is the way to do it. This is why I created it. Egypt, I never knew that story. That is just phenomenal. And, you know, so you saw a need. You had something that, you know, was in the moment inspiring you to create a solution, and you went for it. And I think that's a great testimony. You know, what about the magazine? Because I love that magazine, and I've been honored to contribute an article recently in there, and I'm so humbled. This is, I mean, really, talk about smiling, you know, Sunshine Saturday smiles here. But tell us a little bit about that, because that's quite an undertaking, and you have reached thousands of women with that magazine.
Well, thank you. Can I just say one more thing about women in e-commerce? And then I'd love to talk about We Magazine, because that's really my passion. I love to write, and I love to meet other writers. So We Magazine has been just a dream come true, and something I know that will feed me for a long time. But women in e-commerce, one of the things I wanted to mention is that the women I've met, we still meet. I haven't been overseas in a couple of years, but we've met in Portugal. We reconnect in these countries that where there's opportunities to speak. So we've reconnected in Portugal and in Holland and in Germany. And just so it's been really a great tool for me to not only meet these people online, to get to see them again and again. So having said that, We Magazine for Women, whoa, that's such a big, I could talk about that the whole day. I love to write, as I mentioned, and I was actually writing for another magazine, a woman's magazine locally in South Florida, and I love doing it, but I found that it was just so much work for the amount of time I was spending, and the editorial part of it, you know, the fact that every time you do something, you're hatcheting it and taking it apart and then redoing it, you know, to fit their needs, of course, which is important. And I just felt like my voice wasn't being heard. And I loved the people who were in the magazine and everything. And so I, you know, after about 2 years and all the work, I just decided not to do it anymore. But I continued to write and find opportunities online to write. And then I said to myself, gosh, why don't I just start a digital magazine? At that time, about 4.5 years ago, they were just kind of coming of age. Yes, we had e-zines, but digital magazines like We Magazine were kind of at the very beginnings of, you know, formation. So I said, you know what, how hard can it be? And I said before, when you don't know you can't do something, you're more apt to do it. And I didn't know I couldn't do it, so I said, well, how hard could a magazine be? So I went to the grocery store, literally, and I got O Magazine and Women's Day and Ladies Home Journal and every single woman magazine that was on the rack, and I took them to my office, and I tore them apart, and I started laying them out and looking at them and seeing what I liked about them, what I didn't like about them, and that's how We Magazine kind of evolved, because I took the things I liked and how they formatted things, and I made my first one. But here's what really happened that really saved my butt, because We Magazine, the very first one, you can look at it, the content's great, but the format was terrible. And a very dear friend of mine who was in the publishing business, Mary Hunt, who's now in California, she has a company called In Women We Trust, and we've created this wonderful bond and friendship through the internet, never having met. And she said, you know, I'm a former publisher of a big magazine. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of it right now. But she said, let me help you. And so she gave me some amazing tips to make the reformat and make it what it is today. So we started out actually as a digital magazine without even having a website. We had a website, but it wasn't like a magazine website or a blog. And so then we started posting all this stuff in our digital and then putting it online. And that's kind of what happened, where We Magazine really took off. I like the digital part because people can download it and read it as they want. They can read the timely topics in it. And then if they want to go to the blog and read and comment and stuff, that's really good too. And our blog gets between 50 and 80,000 visitors a month. And the average person stays on the site about 7 minutes. So you know they're reading the content, because that is huge. And my own coach has told me that that's a really good testimony to the quality of the content. And secondly, I wanted to say, Deb, I love your article. Every month I try to pick an article that I really love that resonates with me, and I may highlight it in my editorial. And so I did that today, as a matter of fact. So everybody, please go to We Magazine for Women and read the from the editor, because that's Deb's article, and it's just amazing. I don't want to give it away and tell them what it's all about, but it's just an amazing article. So thank you, and thank you for asking.
Oh, my, yeah. Well, I'm telling you, I am overwhelmed, and, trust is something that I think we'll just drop that little seed there, that trust is the must, and I think that that's something that you do so magnificently. And, in, you know, when you say 50 and 80,000 hits, wow, that is just unbelievable. And when people are staying there a long time, you know, and reading those articles, you know you're making a difference. And what you're doing is working. And that's why we're really grateful to have you here to continue to share these success tips. You know, we've only got like 15 minutes left. We're halfway through the show. So I don't want to rush, but I really want you to, you know, now that people know, hey, you had this inspiration, you were enthusiastic, you saw a need with e-commerce, women in e-commerce in Egypt, you're still meeting with these women around the world. The world is shrinking. Businesses are going international. We're all online now with some sort of a business. We're trying to reach our niche market. You've, you know, followed up by solidifying the needs with your magazine, which, I mean, I can't even believe you attempted that, but that's unbelievable. And I think that for anybody listening who has a business, and, you know, for me, we have businesses online, how do you advise us to use social networking to target the right audience, to, you know, connect with people that are going to want what you have, to be of genuine value? You can have some of these people that I talk to, you know, in my own business, you can have the greatest product in the world, but if nobody knows it's there, it's just a tragedy. And we have to stop that. We have to let people know all these great tools that are out there. What can you share about that?
Well, first of all, I think that the social networking is just, obviously everybody knows this, it can be an amazing tool and it can be a pain in the butt. So you kind of have to really think about what it is you want to accomplish with social media before you get started. Do you want to make friends? Do you want to build business? Do you want to connect with people across the world? Do you want to share your expertise? So the number one thing with anything you do really is to have your plan in place or have a purpose or have a mission statement or something that will keep you motivated on the days that you're like, gosh, this just isn't working. And then you go back to that and you say, well, this is why I'm doing it. So I think that's a really important key in anything you do in life, and certainly in social media. And then once you do, then I suggest you sign up for as many as you can. And the reason I say that is that it's getting harder and harder to get your name, and you don't know if you're going to get it. So if you think you might like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, or eCademy or Zing or any of those, sign up for them. Don't do anything with it, but at least grab your name or your company name, the name of your book, whatever it is the mission that you've created and how it is you see yourself perceived on that social network. For me, most of the things I do are Heidi Richards Mooney, but then I create groups that target the specific things that I do in my world, like my magazine and Women in E-commerce. So because it's Heidi Richards Mooney that I want people to remember, because I do a lot of speaking, and when they remember me, then they're going to see all this other stuff, and it's hard to pick just one. So that's how my strategy's kind of been. And then find one of those that you join and immerse yourself in it, because it can be overwhelming. We join all these things and think we have to do them all at once, and you don't. If Facebook is where your clients are, or your customer, or your audience is, then you have to be on Facebook because they're looking for you there. So I think, and I'm assuming that most of the people listening are already on social media. So then maximize that time. See where you're getting the biggest response from the time that you invest. And that will give you the key to where you should spend your time. And I just tell my clients the same thing. I say, you know, we all think we have to be on every single social media site. Now, I'm on 12. I only really participate heavily in Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And LinkedIn probably more than Facebook for business. Facebook is kind of personal, even though I do have pages on there. I don't really find myself engaging in conversations as much as I do on LinkedIn, and maybe it's just because of the nature of the two different websites. But I know people who have pages on Facebook that are very successful. And I guess I like the LinkedIn format as well, because it's easier to find and keep track of conversations. So that's kind of been my own personal choice. But it doesn't mean that it's the only choice or the best choice for our listeners. So, yes, join as many as you can or you think that you might want to participate in it somewhere down the road. And here's a couple of tips. If you are looking for a niche social network, something that pertains to what you do, for instance, coaches or fitness experts or financial advisors, there's a wonderful website called gotoweb20.net, and that's gotoweb20.net. And that is a repository of almost all the social networks online. And so you can just type in whatever the topic is you want or looking for, and you can find a social network on that topic. And really, to make a big difference and an impact, those are the sites that you want to participate in more, the niche, because that's where people have true conversations about specific topics as opposed to more of the generic conversations that go on a lot of these other sites. And one of the other things I want to just give a little tip to is one of the things that I use that I find very easy and a lot of people love is called RoboForm. And you can go to RoboForm and enter your information one time. And then
how do you spell that, Heidi?
It. Oh, I'm sorry. RoboForm.com.
Okay. Because I'm typing all this in the chat room. People to be able to, I have to interrupt because one of the goals of my show is to really make sure that listeners at the end of the time with the guest, they have something that they wouldn't have gotten if they hadn't listened, and that it's going to make a tremendous impact for them. And, you know, just these two sites that you're talking about, GoToWeb20.net and this other one, RoboForm, I mean, these are great resources. So I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm just I really want to punctuate how important, you know, what you're bringing to us today is, and that people really can connect with you directly for more of what you have, because you do help people and you do have a business and a service towards that end, and they can connect with you on, you know, LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and all these places as well. But anyway, go ahead, continue.
Oh, sure. Well, if you just would, where you go to web20.net, there's no E after the B, just so
okay.
you know. So if you want to go redo that. And thank you, Deb. Thank you so much for edifying that, because I think it's, you're right. And that's what makes it so beautiful, is I think that, it's great to regurgitate information, but if I can share resources that people can actually use, then I feel like my time has been so well spent, and then your time as well. So thank you for allowing me to do that. So the RoboForm is just a form you simply fill out all your contact information, and then you can pick the websites you want it to disseminate it to. So it's a really great, great tool for joining a lot of them at one time, because that's the other pain, is that trying to, you know, go to one site after another at a time. And then you can, you know, you've got it all in one place, you copy and paste it, you can put your passwords. Another little quick tip that someone gave to me, don't use the same password across the internet. Get a different password for each one, if you can, or at least three or four that you mix up. And the reason is, if someone hacks you, and this has happened to friends of mine on Facebook and LinkedIn both, once you get hacked on one, if you use the same password, they'll find you, and they'll hack all your social media sites. And it's just a shame that we have to mention that, but I think it's important enough for people to know, because I was teaching this class the other night, and people were like, oh, my God, thank you for telling me that. I had no idea. I said, I know, but I think it's just an important safety precaution. So so that's what I would suggest. Pick one, immerse yourself in it. That's what I did with Facebook. I knew nothing about Facebook. Actually, Twitter was really the one that I spent the most time on at first, and that was about 3 years ago. And I spent a good 6 months building my following and following people and learning what I could about it. And then I started teaching what I knew, and that was really fun. And
you know,
then
one of
I
the
went
questions,
to Facebook.
One of the questions, I didn't mean to interrupt, but one of the questions we have in the chat room, and I think it's pertinent to probably a lot of people listening or will listen on replay. You know, some people say, hey, you know, in my business I have a lot of followers, but, you know, I'm not really feeling like I'm converting them into, you know, maybe customers that, you know, are really wanting what I have, or do I really see that I'm connecting with the right people? So having a lot of followers doesn't necessarily mean having the right followers, or how do you make that connection deeper, do you think?
Well, first of all, that's a great topic, because it just posted something on the internet, and I can't remember what the website was, about followers do not equal popularity. All it means is that people are following people, and I think I do the same thing. We just follow people to follow, and we kind of get into this herd mentality. But that doesn't mean we're actually following them. We just sign up to get all their stuff or to be on their list. But to me, a follower is someone who is enthusiastic about what you do and wants to learn from you. So you can have, and I have over 10,000 followers on Twitter. I can tell you I probably only connect with 200 or 300 of them. So it is true that you can have a lot of followers, and it does look good, and it does give you better rankings and everything. So I think from that perspective, it's nice. Maybe egotistically, it's also nice, because it does make you feel good to know that all these people think you're something, even if you're just like everybody else. We're all the same, you know. So I think you have to engage in conversations. Every social media is just like anything in life, face to face. You have to connect with people. You have to converse with them. That's why we were having another conversation about why people talk about food on Twitter so much. Well, we all have that in common. Not everybody has children, pets, grandparents, grandchildren, whatever. But we all have to eat. And so food is a common bond between people. And so even though it sounds, you know, very, you know, unimportant, to some people, it's very important. And you will see the most conversations and the most comments are on things that people have a commonality about on all these social media sites. I posted something. I lost my cat. Well, I didn't lose it. She ran away on New Year's Eve. I think she wanted to go out and party. But she's 17 years old, so she's not a. She's just a little. We call her the little puppy, the little tramp. Well, yesterday she came. The day before yesterday she came home. So she was gone for almost 6 days, and I was. She'd never been gone more than a day. So I, and being 17, I figured she probably just went away to die because cats do that sometimes. You know, they will just leave and die. And so you don't have to go through that pain, but you, the loss is great. Well, I posted it, the puppy was home on Facebook. I had 55 comments. That's the most comments I've ever had on anything I've posted on Facebook. So that should tell you something, that people tend to bond when we have, you know, things that we can relate to. So think about everything you post, and I'm going to actually start doing a totally different strategy now that I know that that is really what happens. And I usually get an average of 3 to 5 comments on most of the things I post, which is really high and good, but now I made a connection, a true human connection. So that's the important thing on all of these sites, is that you have to make the true human connection. And so you pick the people that are following you that you'd like to make that connection with, and just start having a conversation with them. If they don't respond, then you know that they're not the ones that are that you need to be, you know, conversing with, and just, you know, keep doing it until, like Deb, you and I had a great conversation on LinkedIn, and somehow we just connected, and we've had more than one now. And look at this, I'm on your show, you're on my magazine. It's just, that's the way the universe works, and it's just amazing. So thank you.
Well, you know, we, you know, it's true. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think what I notice about you in all of this and all these tools you're giving us is that you're authentic and you're genuine. You are really there to solve someone's problem. You know that you have a purpose in this world, and you're taking your time and your treasure and your talents, and you're sharing those with other people in a way that, you know, is, okay, what can I do for you? Not so much what I can get back. And then the natural result of that is something that will be productive in a win-win situation for everybody. And, you know, there's just so much we can talk about. We'll have to have you back on, Heidi, because we've only got 2 minutes now, and there's just so many things to talk about. But before we go, I want to get in a little bit about your new book. Can you tell us about that and, you know, where we can get it and, again, how to connect with you so that we can learn more of your success tips so that we can be successful too, just like you. We want to be like you when we grow up.
Well, and I want to be like you, so thank you. Deb, okay, Quirky Marketing, 365 plus ideas to promote your business using zany and non-traditional holidays is exactly what it sounds like. It's a compilation of ideas and marketing strategies used by not only myself, but people all around the world who have promoted weird and zany and unusual holidays. For instance, January 20th, I believe, is DJ Day. So on DJ Day 1 year, I decided to send our local radio stations a floral arrangement with some 45 records in them, and with I made a label on each of the records that said Happy DJ Day. A lot of them didn't even know it was Happy DJ Day, but here's what the amazing thing that happened from that little marketing thing. And by the way, I own a florist too, so that's why I sent flowers, as I was marketing my business, but I was also honoring them on their day, having no idea what would, if anything, happen. And each of the 5 radio stations and DJs that we sent it to mentioned my shop on air at least one time, and some did it throughout the day. So that's the power of what I do with these holidays, is I show how you can get greater visibility. It's mostly about exposure, the media, finding that once the media hears about you and they love you and they start promoting you, pretty soon your whole circle of influence increases. So that's kind of what Quirky Marketing is, and there's something for just about every day of the year.
That is so creative, and how do we, because we're 60 seconds down, Heidi, how can people connect with you, because that's a creative way of marketing your business and connecting. How do people reach you, contact you, give us websites, emails, and all that again, and the book and so forth?
You got it. Quirky Marketing Calendar can be found at quirkymarketingcalendar.com. I can be found on Facebook at Heidi Richards Mooney, at LinkedIn on Heidi Richards Mooney, at Twitter at Heidi Richards. And then when you find me on those sites, you can connect with on all of the other pages and link and groups that I belong to. You can just you can go to my website, HeidiRichards.com. You can call me if you want. I'd love to hear from people. If you would like to give me a call at my home office, it's 954-625-6606. You can email me at Heidi@WeMagazineForWomen.com. If anybody listening would like to write articles, I'm always open to new ideas and articles. We love content. We need content, and that's what keeps the magazine fresh and vibrant and new, because we have a lot of new writers all the time. One of the things I love about We Magazine is that we feature ordinary women doing extraordinary things. So we're not like all these other big magazines. So you'll never find a celebrity on our cover. Maybe celebrity in their own community, but not in the world yet until they get on our cover. So that's me. If you have any other questions, I'd certainly love to answer them by email. So again, Heidi@WeMagazineForWomen.com. And thanks, Deb, so much.
Well, thank you, and we are going to have you back on, because it's just too much to talk about in 30 minutes. But thank you for taking, you know, this time out of your busy day to be with us, and people are going to really enjoy listening and replaying the show and sharing. So anyway, thank you, Heidi, and have a beautiful, blessed day, everyone, and thank you for listening. And we will see you next week on the Best People We Know radio show, and have a great day and discover the amazing you. Bye.
Bye-bye.